This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go, Hour 2, GBAC Nation 105.3, the fan moved that the Stars could make to free up some cap dollars in at 877-881-1053. Do you want a new coach or do you want Pete DeBoer back? Leave your name and city. You're texting from Stars fans. We'll make you famous here in the nation. Woolchuck brought us, Chiafalo, Lucius, Carter Freeman, we're all in here. And you know, looking forward to you staying with us for the next 3 hours till Rangers pregame. Would you trade Jason Robertson, $7.75 million going into the final year of his contract? You know he's going to want more. And now we have Rantanen, right? They showed, I think, the depth of forwards wasn't worth a whole lot against Edmonton, but another, like, trusty defenseman or two sure would have come in handy. So I think that's the opportunity, guys. You trade one of their forwards for a defender of the same caliber. Maybe you trade two of them for a single defender of higher caliber. But that's the opportunity right there. And Robertson, 35 goals, led the team this year, played through injuries, tough guy. But he's shown too often in the playoffs that he can't be counted on to elevate his game, Wolchuk. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I have wondered, does his game translate to the postseason? I mean, he is just 25 years old still, and he is a guy that maybe could still improve. He got hot in the last couple of games this year in the postseason, but I just don't think the Stars are going to be able to re-sign him. So you get ahead of that, you open up some cap space. I think Aaron Ekblad, the defenseman for Florida, who we're going to get to see in the Cup final here, would be my dream target to possibly try and add. In a trade, you know, I know the Hockey Hawk came in here and talked about the other Tkachuk brother in Ottawa. You're not going to be able to do a straight-up trade there. That would be something where you're probably adding somebody else in the mix there with Robo to get that deal done.
Isn't he another forward?
Yes, he is, but he's a good two-way player.
Okay.
Like Matthew. So he's a guy that also is going to add, like, when you're talking about you want some grit, you want some toughness, you want somebody that's going to be able to add that element that we've talked about the Stars lacking, he's bringing that to the table. I mean, if you watch the Florida Panthers play, and if you got to see them play in the Four Nations, the Tkachuk brothers are not to be messed with. They are enforcers.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. You know, toughness in any position would be welcome right now, Chief.
Yeah, I think that's a huge missing ingredient here for this team. And I mean, they just moved on from a handful of picks. Like, they need some picks. They need picks in space.
Yes.
So this is probably your best asset to go ahead and get some of that.
Yeah. You know, maybe you trade Robertson, you get some picks. You got to trade Matt Dumba, don't you? He makes 1.8, benched the entire playoffs, 1 year left on his contract. That's just an easy one. Who can we find that needs a defenseman that would take him off our hands? Do you trade Marchment, $4.5 million cap hit, one goal in the playoffs? That's an easy one, isn't it? If you could find something else there.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you know, another thing you could do is maybe do incentive bonus heavy deals for Duchesne and Ben if you want to bring them back. Can you bring a guy back and not have him be captain still? I think a lot of, you know, idea out there is that I'm reading is like, hey, you can bring Ben back, but don't have him be the captain. I think that C is, you know, partially on your sweater, but the other part of it is just the gravity that you have and how people look at you. And there's, I don't think there's anything Jamie Benn could do to stop the young players from looking to him as a leader first, you know? So I would say you got to eliminate the guy. Like, have you ever worked for a company and you had a boss and then he brought in another boss and he's like, hey, here's the boss now. And you're like, I don't know this guy. I don't trust this guy. But I've been working with you for a long time and I know you. So when the bleep hits the fan, I'm looking to you. No offense to this guy, you know? And no, I'm not talking about our working relationship here with anybody. You know, sure. I'm just talking about in general, mm-hmm. it happens. And sometimes the old boss has to remind you, hey, that's not my job anymore. Sorry, you got to go talk to the other guy. You know, and I just think that's how humans work. And leadership is so, you know, tough to just engineer. It just is.
Right.
You know,
right.
The alphas are going to be looked at in times of stress. So, you know, maybe you can get such a great value for Jamie Benn that you're willing to deal with that for another year if you think he's going to play well.
I mean, look, in terms of like a fourth line player, I think he can still provide some value. He's certainly not the offensive player that he was. I'd like to probably just move on and rip that Band-Aid off and just move forward with this youth that you've got. So whoever else is ready that you think. Because, I mean, I think that a solid example here locally would probably be Micah and Tank. Like that friction there, right?
Yeah.
Where I guess Micah felt like maybe he was being held back as Tank was the elder statesman in the room. Maybe you do have some of these young guys, whether it's Wyatt Johnston or Miro, that are ready to take on that leadership. But because of Jamie Benn's presence, they're not able to do that.
The great GM of the Pacers right now, Kevin Pritchard, put together this team. Before this, he was working in Portland. I was covering him. They drafted Brandon Roy, who was on the team, Zach Randolph. They end up, Zach Randolph's 20-10, like borderline all-star big. He'd been very important for their success. But he said, man, as long as Z-Bo is here, we can't have Brandon Roy emerge as a leader. You never know what the younger guy is capable of until he feels the responsibility that it's on me. And when it's on them, there's like a trust and a pride that comes along with that, and players are going to play at their highest level. So if you think you can get more from your young guys by eliminating Jamie Benn and forcing them to take the responsibility for win or loss more on their shoulders, you know, those are the kind of moves that you know, could set this team up to take the next level, take the next step, because we're kind of in an Atlanta Braves situation right now where they've won so much that the expectations are building and like conference final doesn't feel like enough. So are you willing to take that risk of the guy that's been your leader and your captain? Yeah. The downside is we're a rudderless ship, but maybe our young guys step up and fill that void and take us to a place we didn't know we could get to. There is a lot of talk in the media that the sources are saying players have expressed concern about DeBoer's decision to bench Otter. You know, and I said what I said last hour. You know, we heard the same exact stuff about Rick Carlisle, didn't we, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We really didn't like how he talked,
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's what great coaches do, you know? Yeah. And you know, I think there's more and more of a movement towards vilifying that sort of tough old guy, and everything's got to be an arm around you. And but if I'm an organization, I'm going to let the players think like that. I'm going to let the fans think like that. But when you got a guy like DeBoer who's had the success that he's had, I want to focus more on what he does well and not some arbitrary decision he made when we were down 3-1 and 2-0.
He was doing everything he could. I mean, he's benching guys like Dodonov. I mean, he's mixing and matching lines. He really was trying to do anything he could to find a formula to put this team in a better position to beat Edmonton. I can't put it all on Pete there. He's got 1 year left on the deal. I think you just play out the contract right now. Unless you know, if you're Jim Nill and you're Tom Gilardi, you're able to identify a head coach that you think could come in and do a better job. But right now, I just don't know who that would be that's out there.
All righty. We don't know yet if Dolly's playing. Did we do?
He is not playing.
Wow.
Adolis Garcia is not in the lineup again tonight as the Rangers start their series in Tampa. It will be Josh Smith leading off, who's going to join us here in just a few minutes. Wyatt in second, Corey Seager, who will be playing shortstop. It'll be Josh Young, Alejandro Osuna moving up to fifth in the lineup. Simeon at sixth, Jake Berger playing first, batting seventh, Evan Carter in center field and batting eighth, and then Kyle Higashioka will be in center. So Josh Smith is actually DHing tonight as he'll be leading off.
Do you feel like this is the last chance for Evan Carter?
I mean, yeah.
I'm hoping Evan Carter gets real hot here. We get a hot streak going leading into the deadline here in July. I want a red hot Evan Carter.
He's still just so young though.
Yeah.
Unless the injuries really become overwhelming, I would think he's still got plenty of opportunity.
And we don't have great outfield options still. You know, if you had four outfielders and he gets hurt or struggles again, then I'd be like, yeah, you're going to be in the minors for a while and we'll try to trade you. But I think if he got hurt again and you don't have anything in September, you'd still be like, let's try Evan Carter. Because if you could have that six-week stretch, you saw the impact that it had.
Zach, you want him to get hot so you can trade him, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just not banking on his body staying healthy long-term.
I don't think I am either.
The bigger story, I think, though, is that Adolis Garcia is still out. So you get day off Thursday. You don't play it all the weekend. Another day off, and now still not in there. You know, his numbers for the last 18 games were just horrifying, and maybe he gave up. He was striking out, like, twice per game. Like, how long is this going to go?
I'm so sorry, 1-7. You are absolutely right. Higgy is playing center. He is not – or catching. He's not playing center. I said center, but yeah, I'm for the possible trade of Evan Carter.
Yeah, and how long do you think Adolis Garcia is going to be out?
I think this is a big problem. I think the fact that he's still out now, I think Adolis Garcia is probably a little ticked off. Now we've got friction with the organization. We got problems.
Oh, that's how you're reading into it?
Yeah, that's how I'm reading into this.
Yeah, I mean, CY even was with us yesterday saying, like, you know, we got plenty of guys in there right now. You mentioned, like, Evan Carter's going to be back with us tomorrow, which is now today. That's proof in the pudding. He's there in the lineup. Osuna's playing well. Obviously, Langford. You still have a guy like Haggerty that is being productive enough to warrant some level of playing time. So, yeah, and until Garcia shows that he's where he needs to be, and hopefully he's accepting what it is they're asking of him at this point, not pushing back too much, but I'm sure there could be some friction there.
I mean, I have to imagine, Brian, he'd be very open-minded. You know how players are. This is a contract year, and even if you're mad at the Rangers for not rewarding you for that World Series run, you got money to make right now, and I don't think he would. Now, maybe he's satisfied. I know it's $20 million over the last 2 years. Maybe he's just like, I've made it. I'm good. You know, I don't need any more money, and he's just, you know, standing on business right now or standing on principle because he disagrees with their decisions, and if that's the case, great, but, you know, I think if I'm Adolis Garcia and I can go out and finish the season at this point with 20 home runs and a 750 OPS, I am getting so paid. That's 3 years and $60 million that he's looking at. And if you have attitude and poor production here for the rest of this summer, you're looking at 1 year and 10.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you would think at some point, like, cooler heads will prevail. It's still sort of in the early stages of it, and the frustration might still be super, super high for him right now, but maybe he can start to simmer down and start to understand with some more perspective what could still be out in front of him. But it also definitely has to suck to, like, sit and then, boom, there's 11 runs.
Yes.
You know?
And eight.
And then eight on
this
Sunday.
This is why you should cheer for the Rangers, just for this reason alone. What they're doing on this situation. Guy's not hitting. Guy's not performing. Guys, it's a bottom line business. See why I told us that. It's about winning, you know? A lot of teams just, well, we'll continue to play a guy. We'll continue to play him, you know, and you don't win. And, you know, but this is an organization that clearly focuses on winning. That's the bottom line. And if you're not part of the solution and you're the problem, well, then if they're looking at him as part of the problem, then good for them for sitting him. You know, that's I'm too many times we've seen team. No, we got to play this guy. We just got to keep playing him. Got to keep playing him here. You know, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and you lose games. Huh. I applaud the Rangers for doing this. If guys aren't performing, sit them down.
Well, and then if they're also not willing to take coaching. The buy-in could be a question.
That's
there.
What I asked CY about that yesterday.
You know, that's naturally. And if you're Adolis Garcia, you're thinking like, well, look at my body of work. Look at what I did to help us win a championship. You're sticking with a guy like Marcus Semien. What's the difference there between me and a Marcus? Well, Marcus is willing to come in and work every day and do what the team asks him to do. Adolis, maybe not as much. So, yeah, I mean,
I think he's frustrated. You know,
I get both sides of it. I understand why Dolly would be upset.
He worked so hard in the offseason and then it didn't work, you know. So maybe it's like, well, I don't know if the hitting coach or where you guys are saying it can help me at all.
But I don't think he would have a poor attitude in this situation because everything that is staring him in the face, you know. But it, when you're missing three games in a row and then a fourth, it's like, who's mad at who? Right? Because the 214 asks, where are we getting that Adolis is throwing a fit? I don't think anybody's reporting that.
Nobody's reporting
that. That was Wolchuk's opinion.
It's been reported that he's been reluctant to some of the hitting mechanics that they've been asking him to tweak. And that's been reported. That's out there. I'm just reading into it. If this is going, now you're looking at more than just a series. This is bleeding into another series now where he's not playing. I think that's probably just an educated guess. Maybe there's some friction going on there.
Yeah, or they've just totally lost faith in his ability to hit. You know, and they're thinking right now, this is a crucial part of the schedule where we have pretty good teams that we're facing, but they're not world beaters. And if we fall off here because he doesn't come through or isn't locked in key at bats, then we could find ourselves even further back. And you know, and now
That's
is the
I'm
time
saying.
Where we've
the general manager of this team is about winning, and he's not going to stop until they find ways to win. And if a player's not performing, then find a way to not play with that player. And I'm okay with this. I'm totally okay with this.
Last week we were watching live as OU got the big home run to win it in the bottom of the seventh. It was unreal. Yeah. They beat Tennessee. They almost did it again last night against Tech, but a sack fly in the bottom of the seventh spoils the tying two-run shot. So Red Raiders fans are ecstatic, and that women's softball tournament's going to look a little different this time around.
All Texas final. How about that? The Longhorns, the Lady Horns, and then the Lady Red Raiders. So, should be a good one.
Indeed. All right.
Beckham.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We got the C-Note. OTA's breaking. There is news flowing everywhere, and we'll get you caught up on that. Then Krusty's Corner coming up right around the corner as well. So, a couple of Cowboys segments here back-to-back coming up next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
For the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Okay, we're going to do C-Note in 1 hour. We'll do the Cowboys news of the evening at a different time tonight because it's time now for the Rangers player show, as I'm sure many of you are waiting for. Josh Smith is going to join us here in just a moment. I tweeted that Travis Hunter highlight that Eric talked about there about 30 minutes ago on at G-Bag Nation. You can jump in there. All of our handles are in the bio. You can follow us and it's incredible. Just taking this Travis Hunter catch because I don't even know if Chief... You could describe it. I mean, he's going back on a ball like in a foot race with a receiver towards the end zone. He's defending and like jumps and he's like Superman diving for the PBU and somehow has the reflexes to then get his both his hands down to basket catch it.
Yeah,
it's just it's freakish.
Yeah, it really is.
It's unbelievable. Well, so
his ability to track the football as a receiver was, I thought, one of his great strengths. His ability to contort his body, the concentration, the ability to extend. You know, these are the things I think that why he would be such a great wide receiver. He's already a great wide receiver. I mean, but if you played him full-time in that role, I think he can only get better as a route runner with the way he plays.
Adolis Garcia is still not in the lineup. That was the news that Wolchuk delivered about 15 minutes ago. And the question is why. Jared Sandler is going to join us coming up at 4:40. We'll ask him. I don't know if Josh Smith is a great guy to ask that question. You know, maybe a kind of an uncomfortable situation talking about a teammate there in that spot. But we will talk to Josh about his season and you know, everything that's gone on for him since his breakout in 2023. This segment of The Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. That's the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. But yeah, Rangers baseball is coming up at 6. The first pitch at about 6:35 here tonight, and we will get Josh Smith here on the horn in just a moment. Okay, Rangers and Rays tonight. You absolutely hate to see injuries in sports, but the Yankees have lost their closer for 4 to 6 weeks. Luke Weaver got a hammy. Opponents have a 4.12 OPS this year off of him and a 1.05 ERA. That is like everybody that faces you is the worst regular player in baseball. That's Luke Weaver there with the Yankees, the closer, but they're going to have to do without him for a month or maybe longer here. Okay, it's time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. He was 3 for 5 with 4 ribbies on Sunday, including his 5th home run of the season. Fresh off that LSU jersey night of the ballpark last week, Broadus got 2 of them.
I got 2. I'm so excited about this.
Number
my
8.
Favorite jerseys.
Josh Smith joining us now here on the Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Man, we are doing great. How's Florida?
It's great. It's hot for sure, but we're here. So,
I mean, congrats on the handiwork there at the dish on Sunday. How you feeling up there?
Appreciate it. Yeah. The other day felt pretty good. You know, every day is new, so we'll see how it goes today after the off day. But yeah, felt good the other day.
Got you in the DH spot tonight. How much do you like playing the DH role as opposed to your usual versatility playing basically every spot defensively?
Yeah, it's good. It's always it's even better when you get a hit your first at bat. But hopefully we'll be able to do that. But if not, it's good. It's kind of gets you off your feet a little bit. I like it.
And I might back you to do that tonight because I think you're 3 for 4 against Rasmus in Lifetime. Do you track that?
No, but I do know I got my first ever hit off of him. That's about all I knew about that.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. Now, how many at bats do you say you remember when you're getting ready to face a starting pitcher?
I mean, you probably remember all of them, honestly. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how many hits or something I had off a guy, but you definitely remember the majority of them.
How is it being back there at Steinbrenner Field?
Pretty cool, actually. This is my first full season. This is where I started, so it was that was pretty cool. So I'm excited to play here.
So are you super comfortable? You think is anyone asking you like, okay, any keys here for us to be successful offensively?
It's been a while, so I haven't been back here in a while. I know the right field's a little bit short. It's kind of similar to Yankee Stadium, so I do remember that. The ball, when I played here, the ball flew a little bit. I'm not sure how it is now, but it was definitely a hitter-friendly part.
Hey, Josh, Gavin said, as an LSU man myself, thank you for a beautiful jersey. Every time I go to the ballpark now, I wear that and with a lot of pride. And so, I was going to ask you, though, playing first base, is that terrifying?
Yeah, when there's a big lefty up, yeah, it's a little scary, actually, when you have to hold a runner on.
Yeah.
It's different. You're kind of looking at the pitcher, and then at the last second, you just kind of have to flip your eyes to the hitter and just react. So it's definitely a little different for me.
Yeah, I just wonder with the throws across the diamonds, if you're such a good fielder, hand-eye, all those things, but is it one of those things where is it more important to have hand-eye or good footwork to play first base?
Probably footwork, honestly. I'd say that's been the hardest part for me is trying to get the footwork down over there. It's kind of something I'm trying to just be an athlete on, but there is a technique to it. I would say I'm not very great over there with my footwork, so that's something I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, okay, now how's the gift of gab over there? Do they, like, talk to you all the time, and you're like, man, I don't want to talk to you guys. Just leave me alone kind of a thing?
Yeah, that is a little – that's a lot. I'm not a huge talker on the field, so you do have to have some conversation, but it's fun, too. You get to kind of get to know some players, so it's not bad.
Did you make fun of Josh Young when he was doing tic-tac-toes in the dirt with his brother a couple weeks ago?
I didn't know about that till after the game, so I didn't give him a hard time.
Who's the biggest ball buster in that clubhouse, you think?
Dolis Garcia, for sure. He's a clown. He's hilarious.
That's exciting. I don't think many people would maybe know that. A lot of our Tolos, a lot of our listeners are curious just how difficult it is to keep that helmet on your head.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too.
Dude, so this is a question I get asked a lot, and if my helmet falls off, it's one of two things. It's because I washed my hair the night before, or I had a really bad swing, usually. So it's one of those two things.
Okay. How often are you washing your hair?
I'm probably like once or twice a week, so not too often.
Even despite the sweaty nature of the career that you've chosen.
Yeah, it's good for your hair. It lets some natural oils build up, is what they say. So.
That's the key. Now, do you still rinse it?
Yeah. I rinse it with water and everything.
Yeah, but there's something about like the second or third day post-wash where you feel like you're having the best hair day of the week, right?
Yeah, that's how it is, yep.
We got to chat with Alejandro Osuna last week, and that guy was awesome. I mean, he's just a ball of energy. How's it been like with him working since he got called up?
Yeah, it's been great. He's a... I think he's going to have a huge part in the rest of our year, honestly, just with the at-bats he has. Even if he's not getting on base, he's having great at-bats. He's a tough out, and he's a really good outfielder, too. So he's been great so far.
What have you learned from Brett Boone coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to definitely have a former big leaguer kind of come in and talk hitting. So that's been cool, just kind of hearing his experiences in the box and how he went about things and just how the game's kind of changed from his time to now. But, yeah, he's been great.
Josh, has Adolis been any less fun here over the last 5 days or so? Is there any – how has that been from your perspective?
No, that's what's great about him is he's the same exact guy every day. He could hit a home run. He could strike out four times. He's the same dude every day. That's what I think everybody likes about him. He's awesome. He's so much energy in the clubhouse for us, just a leader for us, and we got his back. We obviously everybody struggles at some point in this game, but the good thing about it is he's the same. He comes into work every day ready to go.
Do you usually have like slump busting ideas for teammates?
Man, I don't know. It's probably a couple, but I probably can't say them.
Well, did you give any advice to Marcus Semien after what happened on Friday night? I mean, how damn nice was that to see?
Yeah, he's been great for us the past couple games. But, I mean, that's no surprise. These guys are some of the best hitters in the world, so they're going to figure it out, and they're going to get going. And when those guys get going, it's really big for us.
Do you feel like after the 11 runs and the 8 runs against St. Louis, like the offense maybe now is when it's turned a corner?
Well, you'd like to hope, but, I mean, you never know. This game's so hard, man. It comes and goes so quickly, so – we're hoping we can build off of it, but obviously there's just no way to guarantee an answer, I guess, in that. But, yeah, we're hoping it can kind of turn corn for us.
Hey, Josh, with the night off last night, did you watch our Tigers play a little bit?
You know, I did. It was actually the first full game I've got to watch this year. That was a pretty good game, so that was a good big win for them.
I miss those days of you standing up there and getting big hits when we got runners on base, by the way.
it got a little
scary for me the last couple of nights playing this Little Rock team, but I'm glad you got to see us play.
Yeah, no, that was a big win.
Speaking of runners on base and whatnot, like how much does your approach change when you have guys in scoring position? Like how much are you conscious of, okay, like my plate appearance needs to maybe look a little bit different?
Honestly, to be honest, I've I think I've been pretty bad with runners in scoring position this year, but approach really doesn't change much. Just trying to get to a good spot and make a good swing. But yeah, I wouldn't say too much changes, or there's not really added pressure or anything. So it's really just trying to get your pitch and hit it.
What's the clubhouse competition like? What are you guys playing these days?
A lot of cards. Some guys are into dice, or not dice, I'm sorry, dominoes. So yeah, just a lot of cards going on.
Is it still the same people that are kind of kicking everyone's ass?
Yeah, for a majority. Yeah, or majority of the time, it's me and Seager dominating everybody.
Do we have a story behind number 8?
I grew up wearing it, actually. I grew up wearing it, and then never got to wear it at LSU, which is a big deal. My best friend took it from me. But no, it's just kind of what I grew up wearing, and I've always loved it. So it's pretty cool that I got to wear it here, too.
Well, congrats on all your success, man. We wish you nothing but the best, and we'll tell you to give them hell, and we'll be pulling for you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for having me.
There he goes. Rangers utility man, Josh Smith. Silver Slugger in 2024, by the way. An incredible breakout, and he's been quite the find here for these Texas Rangers. Incredibly versatile, plays all the positions.
Hopefully an all-star this year.
Yeah.
They robbed him last year. Let's make it right.
They did. Okay. Now, Krusty's Corner is coming up next. We'll do the C-note coming up again at 4:20. Brian, what are we doing next?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts from the OTA practice we had today from all the people watching. We'll talk about that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner. And what a time to be listening to Brian with the OTAs going on. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate that. What's that podcast? I'm supposed to be listening to your podcast. I've got it. What's it?
How about Wow? Love
of the Star? How about Wow?
Yeah.
Because we got, we did Love of the Star today, but there's several, like, on this show, if... like I say, we do the Love of the Star, and then you've got your podcast as well.
Yeah, I put it up on Spotify. I'm just getting into the podcast thing.
That's a good way to, it's a great platform to be.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I was surprised I put four clips up, and the YouTube thing's growing on How About Wow, but on the podcast thing, it's like donut. I'm like, do I have to do something?
What's going on?
Am I not pushing a button?
No.
I mean, there's a lot.
Come around, though. Yeah. People find it and all that. That's what they do with these podcasts. They find them, Yeah. Worth your time.
People, and I appreciate those that have already.
Yeah.
And we're having a good conversation.
I'm subscribed, man. I smashed the YouTube subscribe. How about wow?
How about wow?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. You know, it's driving me nuts not to be at these practices, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you're getting a little fidgety over there. A bit ornery. I'm fidgety. Concerned about how the next couple hours could go.
I'll go for you next week during the Ranger game, though, buddy. I got your back.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I really, really do.
I'll send you my notes.
You send me my notes?
Yeah.
It what bothers me is, but I've got some really good notes. I'll tell you a good follow on this, by the way, for clips and stuff, is Nick Harris.
He's doing
a really nice job of kind of getting in there and giving you not only pictures, but observations and stuff. But I want to give some credit to Bobby Belt, because Bobby shared his notes from today, and then I kind of followed up with some people on the notes that he sent me. Bobby's first note to me today was that Lamb was at practice, but helmet off and not participating. So are we already into the veteran days here with the practices?
Maybe something's nagging.
I didn't get the vibe that was the case. So because I asked about Malik Hooker, who left practice, and I got the report that there was nothing wrong with him, serious. And Bobby said he didn't see him when they moved inside, so the people I was asking was there was something wrong with him kind of thing. But Malik Hooker did leave practice with Jim Maurer today, and then Mike Smith and Elijah Clark rotated at safety with Wanye Thomas. So with Hooker being out, Mike Smith, Elijah Clark. We talked about this morning on Love of the Star. Give it a listen after our show today, if you would, please. That Elijah, I asked somebody in the organization, I said, hey, fair to say that Elijah Clark from Syracuse, fifth, sixth round grade on your board? This guy said, absolutely. So that was one of the guys, the first guys that they went after.
So we got a UDFA safety candidate?
We do.
They
paid a lot of money with the signing bonus. So my assumption was this is probably a fifth or sixth round type of player on their board. So you look at what you're drafting, and then now you go out and you spend money on players that you don't get to draft, but here they made fifth round grade on their board. It's like they get an extra fifth round pick. We'll see if this guy works out. They have a pretty good history of these undrafted free agent guys making teams and stuff.
Did you guys look at them?
I did.
Oh, post. Yeah. After they went and signed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had not.
Did you have some thoughts about him as a player?
I mean, I thought he could have ended up being like a fifth round dude.
Yeah.
Personally, like he was better than some of the other safeties that I looked at.
What's his strengths?
I mean, I think he's got a good blend of coverage, but I think he's a good tackler. Yeah. I liked his tackling ability. He's a sure tackler.
Yeah, the thing that I liked, he's not the biggest. He's not like a 195 or 200-pound guy. He's more like a 186, 187. Mm. I felt like, though, that he covered pretty well.
Yeah,
when he
I thought he was a really good. I mean, you have these, like Malik Hooker's a good cover guy, and he can be solid as a run supporting safety.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of guys that I don't think are good in coverage necessarily. Like Donovan Wilson, that's not his strength. Ball goes over his head, you're holding your breath.
Right.
Elijah Clark might be, other than Malik Hooker, their best cover safety.
Yeah, I kind of felt like with Elijah that his ability to turn and to run was really good.
The way he flips his hips, it's pretty smooth.
Very, very smooth with the way that he plays. I was super, super impressed by his ability. Like I said, I felt like that the tackling, the coming up and playing down in the box, and then also, though, his ability to turn and run, I thought was really, really
good. That's why I was stunned listening yesterday when you got pushed back on, the Donovan Wilson conversation. And I get Donovan Wilson's hurt, but when you can save $7 million, and it's nothing against Donovan Wilson, but you've got other safeties on your team that can provide essentially what Donovan Wilson's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And big picture, when you're looking at a team that's always pressed and talking about the salary cap, you've got to save money where you can.
Yeah.
And that might be one that just is a blinking light, in my opinion.
I don't think he's a great fit for Eberflus's system, but something Matt wants so much is the takeaways. And
he does do that sometimes.
Donovan's going to give you those.
Yeah.
It's too much to pay for just that with bad coverage and questionable, discipline and all that. But
here's something that's been interesting that Bobby pointed out. He goes, Miles Sanders just moves so much better than Williams. Way more juice. A lot of bounce in his legs is what he's saying with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that doesn't surprise me considering Javonte Williams couldn't bounce back from that injury. But there are some highlight runs with Javonte that looks good from just last year with Denver, right? So I don't want to rule anybody out, but I'm not surprised that Miles Sanders looks better. Even when Javonte had that big year, like the yards over expectation weren't there. He was still just average in that big rookie year, but he was getting the ball a lot.
Yep. I'm dead. You know what, wrong about Miles Sanders. I hope I am. I hope I'm wrong about all these backs. I saw this as being a question, you know, coming. Maybe Miles Sanders could actually give you something, you know, out of this.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to wait long for Blue.
Yeah.
Blue's going to be in the mix 100%.
Blue, yeah. But Blue and Sanders, if that thing works out, I mean, good for him.
That would be awesome.
Moffa, I'm trying to – I didn't
– maybe some Williams on third and long, third and eight.
Catch the ball. Get the pass pro guy exactly, in there. Exactly. All right, no Andrew Booth today. Mukwamu and Elam rotating in the base with Bland is what we saw today with Bobby. Said Joe Milton had some great throws, but stared down a receiver and team and got picked off by Damone Clark.
How about Damone Clark
showing up today?
Yeah, I think we got the full Joe Milton experience today because I saw back-to-back tweets. It was Clarence Hill saying Damone Clark pick six off Milton. And then 2 minutes later, the next tweet, Milton also threw a bomb to Jalen Brooks.
Okay.
Everybody loves Damone Clark, but I think he's going to need it to stay on this team.
Yeah,
Brian.
He doesn't have a lot of instincts. That's a problem. And hey, good he got an interception, you know. I mean, we've seen a couple of these linebackers, you know, step up. Buddy Johnson last week, interception, or a couple of weeks ago maybe.
Yeah,
But maybe some of these linebackers, we mentioned our kid from James from Florida.
Yep.
Maybe not a lot of instincts. Had an interception. So maybe some guys are kind of coming around on that. He also said this play of the day was a ridiculous Pickens catch in 7-on-7, twisting and falling out of the end zone. He high-pointed the ball and then managed to drag his toes. That's what you're going to get.
That's exciting.
That's what you expect.
Woo, let's go.
That's hot.
And then he said Pickens beat Elam in a deep team period, but Dak's throw was a little short. Elam managed to get a hand on it.
Elam, every OTA that the people have been out there for,
he's
getting PBUs. He just stack up good days, man.
He is getting a lot of those PBUs, and I kind of feel like you always say this, if they had to play the game tomorrow, but do you think he's kind of your opening day starter right now?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I think he will be the opening day starter on the outside.
Yeah.
Him and Ravel with Bland in the inside.
If Ravel's good to go, I don't know that Ravel's playing week one.
Yeah. The thing was, I've heard things with Ravel, like more than willing, has done everything they've asked him to do. Might see this guy in training camp.
It's kind of that'd be exciting. Kind of I'd love it, man. If he can start the season right away, that'd be awesome.
Okay, here's a couple more. This is coming. I'm swinging on the Nick Harris. Nick sent me his notes from this
4 p.m. Nick Harris is going to join us tomorrow, by the way.
Okay. He said, we talked about CeeDee Lamb. We talked about Pickens. Jalen Tolbert had an impressive TD grab in the red zone work. He said Prescott fired one to the back of the end zone that Tolbert went over the top of the defender to haul in. Up and down day for Prescott. He was 8-for-14. He's tracking these things now. Had his best efficiency work in the red zone. So
we'll take it.
8-for-14 there. We talked about the Joe Milton experience. 44-yard bomb to Jalen Brooks down the right sidelines on the free play, beautifully placed ball. He did also throw a pick six. We mentioned that. He was 7-for-9. Will Greer, 2-for-2 in the opportunities he got. Jalen Blue got a good amount of burn with the second team today. So it must have been that Williams and Sanders were your primary running backs today with the first team.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm willing to be patient with Blue, and I think it's important to make him earn it and focus. Like the turnover aspect of the game is, you know, partial your physical skills, but also the focus on that. And I would want to keep that carrot out for him well into the regular season to make sure he's totally locked. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking this dude has to be our majority of the carries guy by the time we get to the end of the year.
Gotcha. Israel Mukwamu got some burn at the outside corner. He's been playing a lot of the slot, so they worked him on the outside today. Miles Sanders was another guy he was talking about. It says looks super fresh. Jamar James and Andrew Booth were with the rehab group today, so no James. Hope that's not something that it was the rookie linebacker there.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited to see what he can do next week in the full mini camp. Is that a better corner configuration with Izzy in the slot to you with Bland and maybe Revelle or Elam on the outside?
I kind of always want to play Bland on the inside myself.
I love him as a slot player. I think he's the best on the team. No, Bland.
Yeah,
that's, now the next up for me might be Izzy, but that's only just we haven't seen the other guys do it.
That's like in case break glass kind of a thing of an emergency.
Well,
thing.
I mean, he's done it for parts of two games, right? And it was pretty good. Is that what I saw?
That Tampa Bay playoff game. He was. I mean, Dan Quinn. They were out of options. They were losing people left and right. And next thing you know, here's Izzy McQuan at that size. The way he was able to move in short areas was crazy impressive.
Be the biggest nickel corner of all time, I would imagine, at 6'4".
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of leggy a little bit, though. That's always
super long.
Yeah, I worry about that a little bit. All right, and this, the final thought here, it was that you're looking for down-the-line wide receivers. How about our guy Holden from Oregon?
Oh, Trayshon Holden, yeah.
And Luigi Valine. Is that what you say?
I don't know anything about Luigi.
We have a Luigi?
Yeah, he's a defensive end.
Really?
He says two guys who look good with threes, wide receiver Holden, and then Luigi Valine. I'm probably saying that wrong.
V-I-L-A-I-N.
Valini?
I like villain. I like villain? Luigi Villain.
It might be, but those are two guys. Defensive end and then also Holden, who people are talking about. Remember him? He got signed from Oregon. His receivers coach, former receivers coach, is also his new receivers coach here with the Dallas Cowboys.
I've always been a more of a Mario guy myself, Brian, but I got big hopes for Luigi as well.
Thank you very much, buddy.
There he goes. Brian brought us in Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Have you guys seen this? They call it the Italian brain rot trend on the videos with the kids.
I have not.
My kids are into it, and it's hilarious.
Are their brains rotting?
I like the Kool-Aid challenge where they just run through the fence.
The brain rot is basically like the generation that's just swiping, staring at their phone. So they give them like these Italian cartoons that are distorted in some way with some Italian guy with a great voice like narrating it. And it's just, it's Italian gibberish, but it's amazingly entertaining.
That's what I'm seeing.
My 3.5-year-old's locked into it, and she's running around the house going, "It's me, Mario." She's got all these lines that they're using to remix all these shorts.
Yeah, it's saying, imagine a universe of AI-generated characters with vaguely Italian-sounding names and nearly unintelligible storylines. It's like Cocomelon for adults.
Yes.
That's the read. That's
so it's like the opposite of that song I played for you a couple of weeks ago in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Where that was an Italian dude like faking to say American words and making songs and blew up in Europe. Kudos. You never know what's going to go viral, right? Like, who had the idea to think, hey, let's make AI Italian things and the kids are going to love it?
These are dolphins swimming, but they're bananas, but they're dolphins.
And they're speaking Italian?
There's sharks that have sneakers on and they're walking on the boardwalk.
Enzo!
Yes.
This is hilarious, dude.
I always want to go to Italy.
Alligator airplanes and stuff.
There's a character called Ballerina Cappuccina. Right?
Oh, Gio,
I'm looking at her right now.
Okay, you're looking at Ballerina Cappuccina. She looks like Mrs. Met.
Oh.
Bowl of oatmeal.
Very busty.
With the thickness.
We got two down, two to go here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up.
And Pixar girls be going crazy, don't they?
Hey, dude.
Who's drawing the Pixar girls? He needs to be stopped.
This is incredible.
He knows what he's doing.
Got too much on his mind.
We've gone viral once again, sir. Congratulations. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
We can do some around the bases. We got some trade deadline intel, and then I've got two very bold June 3rd NFL predictions. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.